Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estatori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online on this Monday, January 20th, 2025. Let's journey through the major financial developments of the past week. Our leading story centered on unfolding discussions on Australia's superannuation, a critical element in our socioeconomic fabric. The federal coalition is hinting at a transformative shift in thinking. They're questioning the sustainability of the existing 12% superannuation guarantee rate and floating a reduction to 9%. This suggestion is causing quite a ripple in political and financial circles as it mirrors features of America's voluntary 401k scheme. Notably, the 2020 Retirement Income Review and findings from the Kinexus Institute back the idea of a reduced superannuation guarantee, propelling an ongoing conversation about a flexible and tailored system. However, the calls for reform are tempered by the general agreement that superannuation remains an essential societal mainstay, with enhancement focused on governance and member-centric practices. Amid these discussions, financial pressures bear heavily on Australians, with an alarming increase in requests for debt help services. The emergence of an unfortunate reality sees thousands battling against rising living costs and interest rates turning to these services, many of them millennials and Generation Z. This trend reflects an increasing awareness and destigmatization of financial distress and engagement in remedies. The implementation of digital transformation in financial services positively fosters access to online counseling, underscoring early intervention and improving financial literacy as ways of easing this crisis. A visible push towards integrating these skills in school curriculums is gaining traction, presenting hope for future generations. Mother Nature then forced her way into the financial news this month, with severe weather in New South Wales and Queensland triggering a dramatic rise in insurance claims. The harrowing scenes from these heavily impacted areas underpin the importance of preparedness. With over 2,000 reported incidents, a toll on human survival and insurance industry's resilience rises to the forefront. As we extend our condolences to those affected, let's be reminded of the crucial role of emergency readiness and insurance in safeguarding our communities. Finally, it appears we may hold the keys to our own financial relief in our hands. A National Australia Bank study found considerable savings potential by trimming daily luxuries. By brewing coffee at home or preparing meals, Australians could pocket a cool $330 every month. That's an annual saving of over $3,900, a significant alleviator of financial pressures. As we navigate this post-pandemic environment, little changes to our consumer behavior seem poised to make a big difference to our wallets and the broader economy. That concludes our wrap for today on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estatori on behalf of Financial Services Online, saying remember to take care of your pennies and your dollars will take care of themselves. Pay us a visit at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Till next time, Australia.